This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, welcome in on a Wednesday morning. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. That would be me, Mark. I got Kim St. Ange in here this morning. Ethan Bright running the board. We're going to get to Sue Thomas here shortly. And, man, couple of Class A weather days coming up. We deserve it, don't we?
Well, I was expecting yesterday to be bad. I was kind of bracing, and it didn't really, thankfully, amount to anything.
Yeah, that's true. And we've got we've got more rain coming at some point over the course of the holiday weekend, just so you know, that's coming up. It'd be nice if we could take the weather for the next 2 days and transport it into the weekend, but it looks like there's a chance of rain, particularly on Sunday and Monday.
Well, and that's really when a lot of the pools start to open because, of course, Memorial Day is this unofficial kickoff to summer, but not sounding like it'll be much of pool weather for us this weekend.
No, it's not at all. There was a little bit of breaking news late last night. If you turned in early or you weren't paying any attention to the news after about 9:30 or 10 o'clock last night, which a lot of people aren't. A little bit of breaking news out of the mayor's office. Some responsibility, it appears, has been taken for what has occurred with them not sounding the sirens on time when the tornadoes were coming. And, you know, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, and Channel 4, I didn't agree with their headline that the mayor had taken responsibility for. She didn't take responsibility for what happened. She took responsibility for making sure it didn't happen again, which you got to give her credit for that. She's like, from this point forward, it'll be my responsibility, is what she basically said, which is what you expect somebody in leadership to do if they recognize that there's a problem. I don't think anybody's blaming her for what happened the other night. The question was, who is to blame? Who's the person? And as we suspected, the person who wasn't at the news conference when she announced that human error was the director of the Emergency Management Agency, CEMA for the city, C-E-M-A, the City Emergency Management Agency. And so this letter came out late last night from her deputy director of communications, Rasmus Jorgensen, she has placed CEMA Commissioner Sarah Russell on paid administrative leave pending a full external investigations into the actions of the City Emergency Management Agency on Friday, including the failure of the outdoor warning siren system. So that's the update there, right?
Beyond that, the Post-Dispatch, as I've been reporting this morning, they're reporting that there are plans in place to find a new commissioner, that in the meantime, while Sarah Russell's on paid leave, John Walk, who's a captain with the fire department, will essentially be leading CEMA. But it doesn't sound like Sarah Russell will be going back into that role.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, maybe this is standard. I would assume that it's standard.
Why not just officially fire her? Why put her on paid administrative leave pay her while this investigation is going on, when you already have somebody to fill in the interim?
I agree. And I would.
City, but here's that's what, taxpayer money.
Here's what I don't know the answer to. some of these are like civil service jobs, and you have to go through a process to fire someone. I don't know that that's just a mayoral appointment. If it's not just a mayoral appointment, but an actual position filled by the city, there are probably some hoops they have to jump through, right? Because she's making 100+ grand a year, and they put her, so she's still getting paid for now with whatever it is that they've done to her. And that fact alone leads me to believe maybe there are more strings attached to the position than just serving at the will of the mayor.
That's fair.
That could be.
I did appreciate Mayor Spencer calling out that they were at a workshop in a different building with the weather that had been forecasted. So she actually did say, all things considered, they should have had somebody there, because I believe even when they went to go test the button at the fire department, because that was the kind of the new plan moving forward, the button didn't work yesterday.
Oh, no.
So now as a result of that, they're having to have one of these firefighters at the SEMA building 24/7 until they can get the button at the fire department fixed. It's a mess. I mean, I appreciate that they're actually doing something about it, but it's sad that it took an EF3 tornado coming through our area and 5 people losing their lives, you know, for this to actually happen.
Yeah, I don't mean to laugh at it. It's a serious situation. Again, and somebody, you know, Twitter is a cesspool sometimes, but I did see some posts on there this morning specifically regarding this and talking about who was responsible and who was not responsible and pointing out, well, who's to say that had the alarm gone off, those same 5 people wouldn't have died. I mean, some died in a building collapse, so they were inside. Who's to say? The point is, it's a system that has to work because people kind of depend on it. You may ignore it. I mean, so I'm guilty of it, aren't you? I mean, if I'm sitting in my house and I hear the alarm go off, my first thought is, oh, it must be the Tuesday and they're testing it. Mm-hmm. Or my second thought is, well, let me get on the radar and look for myself and see because if the tornado is 20 miles south of me, this doesn't affect me.
Yeah, I admit I do that, especially when I have a sleeping child. But obviously now I'm a little bit more worried, and I will wake my son up, and we have taken him to the basement, and we'll camp out there.
And in this case, it sounds like this was such a fast-moving storm. Like my friend I talked to yesterday, who lives over off of Dale Avenue in Richmond Heights, told me that he was sitting on his porch and he watched this tornado drop down out of the clouds. So it happened just past Richmond Heights in Clayton, right when the tornado dropped down and then went through Forest Park and the zoo and parts of North City. There were just minutes to spare. I mean, when that was spotted and the alarm, there were just minutes to spare. So, first of all, you got to make sure the equipment works. But second of all, you've got to have some confidence that you've got people in charge who are competent. And the fact that this is, they had a button at the fire department for how many years, and nobody knew if it worked or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a little frightening. I'm glad to see. I mean, it's a shame that it took a tragedy like that to draw it to light, but I'm glad to see some action on the part of the mayor last night. So we'll give her some credit for that. And, you know, crap rolls uphill. It may not be this Sarah Russell, who was physically responsible for standing there and pushing the button, but the people under her command were, and it didn't happen.
Well,
so I guess we'll find out, right?
She had a phone call with the fire department where she had requested that day for them to activate the siren, knowing that her staff wasn't there because they were at some workshop. And even then, the dialogue between them, which I guess had been released, I think it was maybe the Post-Dispatch or Channel 4, it was like she was confused about when it was expiring. She didn't. It was almost as if it seemed very obvious she wasn't on top of it. She wasn't. She was taking it too lightly.
Yeah. All right. But we'll continue to talk about this morning. We got a good show for you today. A little later, we're going to talk to Zach Smith in for Genevieve Wood this morning. And he's a senior legal fellow with Heritage. And a lot's going on with the Supreme Court. So we need to talk about that. We got to Pastor John Amanchukwu. And if you don't know the name, maybe you'll know the story. He was About a week ago, he went to the Francis Howell School Board to speak, and he was escorted out of the building. He was not allowed to speak. He wanted to talk about some of these pornography books that we allow in school libraries. And this, you get what you voted for. The school board would not even hear from him. So we're going to, he does this around the country where he goes and tries to point these things out. And we're going to get him on the air this morning at about 7:35 to talk a little bit more about that. We got Charles Payne from Fox Business a little later. Good show for you. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please, Ethan.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I issued an executive order this morning that very clearly defines that process, and I have full confidence moving forward that the fire department will be deploying the tornado sirens reliably effective to protect the community.
Yeah, as soon as we're sure that those buttons work, all should be good. That was Mayor Spencer yesterday with her announcement.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We look back at your coverage and found that you ignored it. Not only did you ignore the Jackie Walorski moment when you had him 13 days later, but you ignored the freeze-up that he had at the Juneteenth celebration. You ignored what happened at the G7 when...
Yeah, Megyn Kelly basically took a knife and gutted Jake Tapper live on her show yesterday. We're going to play you clips of that all morning long.
You were honored by the White House Correspondents' Dinner for covering this story, which honestly is like getting the award for being the thinnest kid at fat camp.
That's what she said to Alex Thompson, the other guy who co-wrote the book with Jake Tapper on that award he got from the White House Correspondents Association.
The Democrats will let illegals be on. They'll destroy it. It will be destroyed. They want to have illegal immigrants be on. And if you do that, because that's not, it wasn't designed for that. Waste, fraud, and abuse.
Can you guarantee?
Yep, that's President Trump talking yesterday about the big, beautiful bill. There's a chance there could be a vote on that today. We're going to keep talking about it this morning and find out exactly where things stand. He's talking about, are there going to be cuts to Medicaid? Well, there are going to be cuts to waste and fraud in Medicaid to try to save a little bit of money because, like Social Security, it's a doomed system if it's not fixed. It's that simple. So we're going to talk about that throughout the course of the morning. And, of course, the media, the Democrat media talking point is that they're trying to take poor people off of Medicaid, which is completely false. But we'll get to the details on all of that for you coming up. Right now, Ethan, let's get to our national anthem this morning.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare,
Anyway, I didn't get to this in the first segment, so I wanted to play it for you now because this was very sad for me yesterday. Here is the audio back up now that I've killed whatever
we'll see what happens.
It was playing in the background and ruining that beautiful song? Here.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Oh, Lord! Oh, that's life treating you, Norm.
He caught me in bed with his wife.
Listen, I promise you'll hold me the one beer tonight.
One at a time.
For the whole night.
Oh, Norm!
Norman?
What's up, Norm?
My nipples. It's freezing out there.
George Wendt, Norm on Cheers, passed away. You can't listen to those clips and not laugh. I think my favorite was, how's the world treating you, Norm? Well, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear. I think that was one of my all-time favorites from Cheers.
I didn't watch Cheers, but I recognize the actor when I see him.
Yeah. He was one of the mainstays at the bar. He was always there for a cold beer, and it's like part of your childhood. Mm-hmm. For me, growing up, that's the show I watched. One of these days, people will be having that reaction when somebody from Friends dies.
Yeah. Oh, Matthew Perry. Exactly.
Yeah, but of old age, I mean, you know, it's just weird.
How old was he?
He was 73 or 74. He wasn't old at all.
Did they say any health issues? Because I know that they say the average age is, 75 for a man, but these days, 73, 74 just
seems young.
Really young.
Right. Right, it does seem young. Like, my father died at that age.
Yeah, my mom was 72.
And he was, he had cancer, right? And and he had prostate cancer, diagnosed long before. This whole debate, I listened to a little bit of this debate this morning. Now the family's saying Joe Biden, speaking of people who died, who had cancer recently, didn't have a blood test for this cancer for the past 10 years. So, first of all, they need to go find the White House physician who's in charge of the president's health, and they need to put him in a jail cell for malpractice. How can that happen? I don't care if it's normal or not for a 72-year-old man, or however old he was when he became vice president. I'm trying to count back. They said it was like 2014,
right?
Was the last year he had the test to check for cancer. And maybe if you're a regular run-of-the-mill dude who's not the president of the United States, that's okay. If you're the president of the United States, that's not okay. You should have every cancer screening every year.
Why would they tell you to stop? I heard them on the Gordon Deal show say that after 70, it's not recommended to test. Is it not a simple? Okay, I know there's more to it than a blood test.
You answered your own question. The average age of a male is 75 years old. If they find out at 70 that you've got a slow-growing prostate cancer, that's probably not what's going to kill you. You're close to the end of your expected lifespan at 75. So they don't. It's not that the and this thing I don't understand about it. It's a blood test. The prostate specific antigen test is a blood test.
So how would that hurt you?
It's not like it's that expensive. I know he had his blood drawn while he was president of the United States. And why wouldn't they have tested for that?
Doctors,
because
apparently a friend.
They didn't want to. Because he knew. That's why. We'll be back with Kim on a Whim coming up.
Kim on a Whim.
Mark, I have a question for you. When you think of nicotine, what would you say comes to your mind first?
First thing is just somebody smoking a cigarette would be the first thing that pops in my mind. Maybe somebody dipping snuff. What do they call that? Zen or whatever that you put in your lip.
So would you say it's good for you?
Oh, no. Why would you think that?
I would generally agree.
Yes.
I've always heard, you know, stay away from nicotine. I've never smoked a cigarette. I still never would. Even when you Google it, it talks about it's harmful. It has significant negative health consequences.
Well, it's addictive. Particularly
for adolescents and young adults, and they talk about how it's addicting. Let me just throw this out here, okay? So everyone try to have an open mind, because I'm trying to do the same myself, okay? That's my mindset when I think of nicotine, is stay as far away from it as you possibly can. I keep seeing more and more of these health coaches, health experts. I mean, not just the crazy ones that people might want to discount. I'm talking like across the spectrum, who were talking about how they're wearing nicotine patches, not smoking cigarettes, but they're wearing nicotine patches for health benefits.
What would those happen to be?
Okay, there's a lot.
Because there's a weight. Now, there are a lot of people out there dipping snuff and smoking this morning whose attention you just captured with that statement. They want to know.
If you're smoking a cigarette, first of all, at 5:37, I've never really understood how that sounds appealing. But by no means am I saying that you should pick up a cigarette and start smoking it, because that's not good for you. Because there are other chemicals in the cigarette that are very, very harmful. Here's what they're saying. They're saying that the FDA has come out and tried to link nicotine to cancer, tried to say it's highly addictive and all of these things. But there was a study, there have been several studies about nicotine specifically in limited doses, where, if, for example, one of them was January of 2023, Mark Lemke, who did a study specifically on long, they call it like long COVID, where you had COVID and you just have these never-ending symptoms. They discovered that all of those long COVID symptoms were eradicated with a 7-milligram nicotine patch if the person wore it every day for 6 days. Within the third day of wearing it, 50% of the symptoms were gone. They say that it is very helpful for COVID, but that it also can have all kinds of benefits for different things like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, hyperthyroidism, personality traits related to autism, and how that can impact particularly kids. There's a lot of people saying that you, as long as you're taking it in small doses, because it comes in pouches, mints, patches, gums, all kinds of things, that it actually can be very, very beneficial. And this is blowing my mind, because this goes against everything that I've been taught.
Was this...
study promoted by the Nicotine Advisory Council?
So the reason why they're saying that the FDA or Big Pharma is negating this and trying to say it isn't helpful is because they're not just selling like nicotine patches. They can't make money off that. It's not profitable for them. So they're saying,
FDA.
Well, so it'd be Big Pharma. But of course, Big Pharma, as we've seen with other drugs, can be very tied to the FDA.
So tell me again who this study came from then.
Well, there's a bunch of studies. Harvard did a study, for example, that talked about the benefits of nicotine. The one I referred to was a January 2023 Mark Lemke study. But you go Google this. There was a Harvard study in 2016 that says nicotine alone is not addicting. It's, for example, in cigarettes, it's the 599 man-made chemicals that can be approved by the FDA that they're able to add to cigarettes. And 15 of them are what they call these parazines that are not, I guess, as regulated as they should be and can cause all kinds of issues. Let me just blow your mind here, too. There's nicotine in vegetables, because this one doctor who was on this podcast that I listened to, he actually went as far as to say, his name is Dr. Brian Artis. He says he would actually recommend, in some cases, giving, in very small doses, a nicotine patch to a kid. Listen to part of this podcast.
I would never listen to Dr. Artis. I would never put a nicotine patch on my kid with pneumonia or the flu or COVID. No, I don't want to be addicted to that.
My very next thought is, wait, you're afraid of nicotine? You're afraid to give your kid nicotine? Seriously? You give them nicotine every day when you take them to Chick-fil-A and McDonald's and get them French fries and ketchup. That's two doses of nicotine every day. You are not afraid of nicotine. You just didn't know that you've been loading your kids up with nicotine every day.
So hang on a
minute.
Feeding
them these foods.
You would say, for a child, you would be okay putting a nicotine patch on a kid?
Heck yeah.
You want to know why it's in French fries and ketchup, he's saying, is because he's saying that nicotine is actually a nutrient. And it's not a drug. It's just been labeled that way. And he says that eggplants, tomatoes, white potatoes, bell peppers, cauliflower, among many other things, these plants have nicotine naturally in them. So you're actually having a small dose of nicotine every time you're eating one of those vegetables. So if you have too much of this nicotine, like if you slapped one of these, you know, they come in like 7, 14, and 21 milligram options. If you slapped one of these 14 milligram nicotine patches on a kid or even an adult who's never had this before, you would feel nauseous, he's saying. You would feel all kinds of things that would not be pleasant. So he's talking about how it has to be small doses and you have to kind of ease into it. But he says he wears one every single day. And again, it's not just this doctor. I keep seeing all of these health coaches who were talking about this to the point where I'm like, okay, I've never heard of this. This sounds psychotic to me. I'm going to dig into this. So I'm still trying to. But Mark, I knew you would. Yeah, I know.
It's one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Just be open to it. I'm not saying to go out there and buy a nicotine patch, everyone. I'm just saying this is something I'm hearing,
well,
and it's so fascinating to me.
What I would say is investigate it before you go buy a pack of Zen and start dropping it in your cheek. I would have to read those studies for myself. I'd love to know what RFK Jr. thinks about it.
RFK Jr. uses them, and so does Tucker Carlson.
Really?
Yes. In fact, I think Tucker Carlson, he might even have like his own brand of something.
Of nicotine?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I'm telling you, a lot of these people
so
are coming out with...
They're not wearing it to treat a specific issue.
Well...
Because you said it might treat... It might be good for cases of people with Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Is that what you said?
Yes, among other things.
Wow.
That's what they're saying.
So they're not saying it's okay if you smoke because that's dangerous. They're not saying it's okay if you're getting this nicotine out of a vape.
Because there's other chemicals. There's the 599 man-made chemicals that the FDA has allowed them to put into the cigarettes, they're saying, that are making them very harmful.
So do you have to, like, can you go to the store and buy nicotine patches?
I guess so. I know you can
over
get
the
them
counter?
On. I know you can get them on Amazon, he was saying. There's a couple brands. I forget what they were, but he was recommending a couple of these brands. But he says it's a detoxing agent. So, for example, if you were to do the gum, he would say, well, don't just have the whole thing of gum, like cut it in half and do that for a week. And then you would up it a little bit. And then you would up. So I don't know. This whole thing is very, very interesting to me. He says anything, if you're dealing with anything that ends in itis, like I'm trying, like arthritis, he says this nicotine is an anti-inflammatory, so it will help.
So my friend just texted me and said the Tucker Carlson brand is called Alps, and he uses it.
Okay, there we go. ALPS. In fact, I'm reading it right now. 9 milligram ultra moist. That's just a terrible word.
I remember
moist.
When my
nicotine pouches.
I remember when my mom was trying to quit smoking, and she got that patch that you could wear to help wean you off of cigarettes. And of course, I'd catch her still smoking. And I'm like, it strikes me the only way that patch is going to work is if you cover your mouth with it, because so you can't stick a cigarette in it.
Yep.
So my experience with those patches is limited to that. Is that the same kind of patch? Is the one that's supposed to wean you off smoking, is that a nicotine patch? Is that all it is?
Yeah, that's my understanding. But again, it matters how much of a dosage you're taking in, because if you start out with too much, then you will have negative side effects.
Like, I know people that have used the Zen stuff, and apparently it's pretty strong. You kind of have to ease yourself into it, because it was described to me one time where somebody was like driving late at night and needed that little extra energy boost and ended up putting two of these pouches in his mouth. And he said he felt inebriated mm-hmm. after getting too much caffeine in him or nicotine in him, I'm sorry, from one of these Zen.
Oh, yeah. He says you'll throw up. You'll have other things that will happen that I won't go into if you have too much of this.
Yeah.
I'm
they
just
have different
saying,
levels of it.
I'm not telling
mind
you.
Need,
I'm no doctor, okay?
Because I've
My
always associated nicotine with being the addictive substance that addicts you to smoking or vaping or whatever it is, and all the negative consequences that go along with that. But what these studies are saying is that in and of itself, separately, it can have some benefits.
Some big benefits.
I would consult with my doctor before I would go buy a thing of Zen today, please.
But I don't know about Zen specifically, but you have
or
to remember
Alps.
That some, not all, everyone, I think people think I'm like so against doctors. I'm not. I think doctors are very important, and I trust my doctor in many ways, but I'm just saying, you have to be careful sometimes when you're going to these doctors, because they are tied in some ways to Big Pharma, who's tied to the like. It's just follow the money. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah. No.
So because a doctor says, "Oh, I would never do that," well, doesn't mean that doctor's up on what's going on.
They wouldn't give you hydroxychloroquine either.
They wouldn't do ivermectin and look at the benefits of that. So I'm just saying.
I know. I think it's a great point. And my friend keeps texting me this morning that he only uses the one that's 3%. So
yes.
He's given me all of
3 milligrams.
He says 3%.
3%. Okay. But yeah, see, Jillian Michaels apparently was discussing nicotine benefits on the Will Cain show a few weeks ago. And
wow.
Most people would say she's at least rational. She's not a crazy person. I'm just saying. Thank you, Sandy. Proving my point. Other people are talking about this.
Back up, you.
No, Mark, let's just go to a commercial break. Don't
kidding.
You play Hillary Clinton right now to end this segment.
I'm just kidding you. I will look into that, I swear. Yeah, my buddy says he has no aches and pains now that he's taking his
patch. People are saying
patch.
That. I'm just saying.
All right. We'll get to a quick break. We've got that all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Audio, by the way, that the city has released on the call to the fire department from the emergency management director, trying to get them to push the button because she didn't have anybody in the office where they were supposed to be to push the tornado sirens. We're going to get to all that for you coming up. Stay tuned.
Your coverage and found that you ignored it. Not only did you ignore the Jackie Walorski moment when you had him 13 days later, but you ignored the freeze up that he had at the Juneteenth celebration. You ignored what happened at the G7 when he wandered off and Giorgia Meloni, Prime Minister of Italy, had to go find him. You ignored the freeze-up at the George Clooney LA fundraiser. You didn't cover it. You only covered it after the debate, after George Clooney wrote his op-ed. Jake, nobody made you do that. There was your network at every turn was telling us those were, quote, cheap fakes. And you were not combating that narrative. CNN was actively misleading us on what our very eyes were showing us. That's the truth. That's the record.
Wow. So at some point in this conversation, Jake Tapper says, Megan, Alex and I didn't come on here thinking this was going to be an easy interview. Like, she just gutted him like a fish. Yesterday, she's like, you didn't do this, you didn't do this, you didn't do this, this is the record, why didn't you do this, how do you defend it? And Jake Tapper was speechless in responding to her. This is what he said immediately after she said that.
I will acknowledge that after I was named moderator, co-moderator of the debate, I tried to make sure that my coverage was fairly vanilla, both about Trump and about Biden, because I just wanted to get to the debate. And, the Biden people and the Trump people, I'm kind of frankly surprised that either one of them agreed to have me as a moderator because both sides disliked me so much.
That's all he had to say. He didn't say you're right on each one of those counts. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was just trying to be kind of in the middle because I was going to be moderating a debate when all that was going on.
I do remember thinking that debate was more fair than I thought it would be. But well, good for Megyn Kelly for calling him out on that.
But it's what led up to it. And then it finally led Jake Tapper to say this, shocker, hold on to your boots.
And Alex and I are here to say that conservative media was right and conservative media was correct. And that there should be a lot of soul searching, not just among me, but among the legacy media to begin with, all of us.
Okay, I have so many thoughts about that. First of all, that apology means nothing if they continue this pattern.
Thank you.
If there's another president who's a liberal and they want to try to promote him or her and they want to look over all of these things, I'm glad that she called him out on it, because he's getting a lot of recognition right now of like, wow, way to go. You're willing to say that you were wrong and you came out with this book and da 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 da. And it's like, you know what? If you're going to sit here and come out with your little fancy book and pretend that you are some hero for disclosing this stuff, we also need to talk about the fact that for years you wouldn't.
I agree. Not only that, but of course, Alex Thompson was sitting there with him, the guy that co-wrote the book. This is the guy that got the award at the White House Correspondents' Dinner for his hard work looking into the Biden administration, which of course is a joke, because they ignored the laptop story. They ignored all of these things, all because they hated Donald Trump. They were scared to death to do their jobs out of fear that somehow it might help Donald Trump. Listen to cut nine.
I've given you a hard time over the past couple of weeks because you were honored by the White House Correspondents' Dinner for covering this story, which honestly is like getting the award for being the thinnest kid at fat camp. I mean, there was literally no competition at the White House Correspondents' Association dinner that they would even consider. You know, they're not going to give awards to anybody in the right-wing ecosphere who covered this from the beginning.
Good for you, Megan. I mean, to have both of those guys there on the air with her. Now, they were remote, but they could have just ended the broadcast, which would have looked even worse on them. Mm-hmm. But she just called them out. Good for you. Way to go, Megyn Kelly. That's good stuff. I've got that audio from the City Emergency Management Director. I'll let you listen to it. We'll play that for you when we come back here at the top of the break. She's been suspended with pay, and they're now naming a replacement. We'll be back in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.